I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 24th. A Quincy man is facing drunk driving charges after he crashed into a house in Quincy last night. Police say the 28-year-old man crashed a car right into the front of 128 East Elm Avenue in Wollaston just before 11:30 last night, then drove off. Police followed a trail of fluids from the vehicle down Quincy Shore Drive into Marina Bay, where the suspect was arrested on the boardwalk. Suspect has been charged with drunk driving and leaving the scene of a crash. He faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. The home sustained damage to the front steps and deck. However, the residents were able to stay in the home after it was inspected for safety. There were no injuries. A pedestrian that was struck and killed by a car in Quincy last week has been identified. 58-year-old William Jacobs of Weymouth died after being struck by a car at Southern Artery and Broad Street just after 7 p.m. on March 17th. Jacobs was rushed to Boston Medical Center, where he died Tuesday morning. The driver, an 82-year-old Quincy man, remained on the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. There are six new officers on the Quincy Police Department. The new officers were sworn in during a ceremony Friday at Quincy City Hall. Former Quincy Police dispatchers Natalie O'Donovan and Jake O'Brien, former Norfolk County Sheriff's deputies Ryan Beretti and Joseph Cochran, former Northeastern University Police Officer John Pope, and William Blakeman all took the oath of office before their family, friends, and colleagues, including Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy and Mayor Thomas Koch. The new officers will begin state-required academy training. John Pope had prior academy training. He'll be assigned to the Quincy Police Training Division for modified orientation and field training. All six were selected from the state civil service list. Two teenagers were fatally shot during a fight at a mall in Brockton. Brockton police responded to the Westgate Mall about 7 o'clock Saturday night regarding a report of an altercation between teenagers. During the fight, two teenagers, one 15-year-old boy and an 18-year-old woman, were shot and killed. One of the victims was shot in front of a Chipotle restaurant, and the other in front of a nearby Starbucks. Witnesses say the fight started across the street at the Urban Air Trampoline and Adventure Park and then moved to the mall parking lot, which is where the shooting occurred. Saturday was that park's grand opening. It remained closed yesterday as police continued to investigate the shooting. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan said grief counselors would be available at Brockton High School this morning. The victims have not been identified. There have been no arrests, and the investigation is continuing. A public meeting will be held this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Bernazani Elementary School on Furnacebrook Parkway in Quincy to discuss traffic and parking issues in Wards 3 and 4. City Councilors Ian Kane and James Devine are co-hosting that meeting, which is open to the public. Quincy historian Bob Damon and Quincy Historical Society President Emeritus Dr. Ed Fitzgerald will present a Quincy 400 lecture series, A State of Rebellion, Part 1, Massachusetts before April 19, 1775. And that talk will be held this Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the community meeting room of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. The event is free and open to all. April does mark 250 years since the battles of Lexington and Concord, and leading up to that anniversary, those communities are finding unique ways to commemorate the events. History is coming alive in Concord 250 years after Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Concord-based community arts organization Art for All teamed up with sign maker Bill Crosby to commemorate the Concord 250 anniversary. Crosby and other local artists handcrafted a one-of-a-kind tribute to the legendary lanterns that let the Minutemen know, one if by land and two if by sea. Using dye bond material, Crosby created a faux patina to make the creation look like copper or bronze. The Concord 250 lantern is nearly twice as tall as an adult woman. It's so big you can fit more than 250 of the original lanterns inside it. The only surviving lantern from Boston's Old North Church is on display inside the Concord Museum. Yesterday, cyclists followed the route of Paul Revere's ride, carrying an LED torch and an Olympic-style relay from Boston to Concord. The event culminated in a symbolic lighting of the giant Concord 250 lantern on the lawn of the Concord Museum, where it will remain through the April 19th anniversary. Well, the South Coast Rail is up and running today for the first time. Passengers are able to take a train from Fall River to Boston. This will be the first time the region has had passenger rail service in 65 years. To celebrate the launch, the MBTA is offering free weekend travel and free parking throughout March and April on the Fall River New Bedford line. Six new MBTA stations are part of the project in Middleborough, East Taunton, Freetown, Fall River, and two in New Bedford. Governor Healey, MBTA President Philip Eng, and other officials are riding the trains this morning to commemorate the event. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 32, the NASDAQ rose 92, and the S&P added 4. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar and the euro rose, oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics beat Portland 129-116, and they'll be in Sacramento to take on the Kings tonight at 10. Bruins lost to the LA Kings 7-2. They'll be in Anaheim against the Mighty Ducks Wednesday night at 10. The National Weather Service forecast today: rain starting as a little wet snow and a high of 44. Rain continues this evening and a low of 33. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 52. Some morning showers Wednesday, high of 47. Sunny 49 on Thursday. Well, the boater waves 2 to 3 feet, wind southeast at 10 to 15, and a high tide 7:28 a.m. Sunrise 6:39, sets at 7:01. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open 7:30 this morning at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 24th.